Years ago, well, the very idea.
Okay. And how would you greet a close friend that you saw for the first time, you hadn't seen him for a while, you might say?
Hello, I'm so glad to see you.
All right. And how would you how would you greet a stranger, someone introduce you to someone, you might say?
How do you do? I'm so glad to meet you.
All right. Now, what? How about the expression, how are you?
Yes.
Would that be more for strangers or for?
Just on greeting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
That's just all sort of the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't require an answer, really.
Okay. They, somebody gave that as a definition of a bore, someone who gives you an answer to how are you. A person who, someone leaves and you might say, come
again.
All right. And the usual greeting on December 25th.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Was there anything else you might have said when you were younger, as a child?
No. We always said Merry Christmas. My cousins used to say Christmas gift.
Oh, okay.
But that always seemed to me as if it were implying that they expected you to be bringing something.
Now, where did they live?
They were right here in Blount County.
Uh-huh.
They had gotten it from the colored people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's kind of a game they play, you know, the Christmas gift. It's kind of like you say Christmas gift and you have to, you
know, produce one.
Yeah, and the usual greeting on January 1st.
Happy New Year.
And if someone does a great favor for you, you might say, I'm much...
Oh, you're thinking of I'm much obliged.
Yeah. What would you, I wanted you to pronounce that, but now that you have pronounced it, what might you say?
I'm very grateful.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Right.
If someone asked you if you could do something, you say, ask if you have time to do something, you say, well, I
think so. I'm not
And if you had to buy some food, you'd go to
the grocery.
And you say, I have to go into town today. I have to do some
shopping.
And you bought
or
a pack.
Some errands.
Okay, and you bought a package, and the clerk, he
wrapped it,
and then you took it home and you
unwrapped it,
and the man who owned the store lost money because he had to sell it at
cost or below cost.
What would you say if he had sold it at below cost? He sold it at a
loss.
Yeah, and you say, I was going to buy that, but it was too much.
It cost too much.
And on the first of the month, or the 10th of the month, as you said, yes. On the 10th of the month, the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
If you don't have enough money, you might have to go to a bank and
borrow.
And in the 30s, money was
very scarce.
Are you familiar with the use of the expression anymore, or would you use it saying any more money is scarce in the same sense as you?
No, I would say I don't go there anymore.
Yeah,
but not any more money is scarce,
yeah.
Huh?
Have you heard, you hear that a lot around here?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear it out more out toward the mountains.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
Someone got up on the diving board and then he...
Dived.
He has.
He has dived.
And he will.
Dive.
And to dive in the water and land flat on your stomach is a...
Daddy.
Okay, and a child that's on the floor and turns a...
Flip.
Or a...
Cartwheel.
Yeah, you know, or a...
Somersault, yeah.
Yeah. And he jumped in the water and he...
Star paddle.
And or just he...
Swam.
Yeah, he will...
Swam.
He has...
Swam.
All right. And a bonus or a gift that might be tossed in when a purchase is made or a bill is paid.
I didn't get that here, but it's lagniappe.
Yeah. Lagniappe in
Louisiana.
In Louisiana, and in Texas it's peon.
Yes.
Yeah. But
you don't get it here.
The bonus is the only term that I think that is you might get in some parts, but I haven't...